First of all, thank you very much for inviting me to come and allowing me to be amongst you. And I beg you all to please bless me so that I can serve you properly in a way that will be beneficial for all of us. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 19. And when the devotee asked me which was the verse, I got confused. I said, I don't know if I took the right one or the wrong one, but all verses are right. So verse number 7. Na, na, jamma, nunam, mahato, na, saubhagam. Na jamma nunam mahato na saubhagam. Na vanna buddhir na kritisto sahetu. Taryat visritan apino vanaukushas. Chakara sakye bata laksmana graja. Na, not, janma, birth in a very polished aristocratic family. Nunam, indeed, mahata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Na, nor, saubhagam, great fortune. Na, nor, vak, an elegant manner of speaking. Na, nor, buddhi, sharpness of intelligence. Na, not, akriti, features of the body. Tosha hetu, the cause of pleasure to the Lord. Tai, by all those above mentioned qualities. Yat, because. Visristan, rejected. Api, although. Na, as. Vana okasa, the inhabitants of the forest. Chakara, accepted. Sakye, in friendship. Bata, alas. Lakshana agraja, Lord Sri Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshman. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we uncivilized inhabitants of the forest have not taken noble birth, although we have no physical beauty, and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends? Purport. In a prayer to Krishna, expressing her feelings, Srimati Kunti Devi called him Akinchana Gochara. The prefix A means not, and Kinchana, something of this material world. One may be very proud of his prestigious position, material wealth, beauty, education, and so on. But although these are certainly good qualifications in material dealings, they are not necessary for achieving friendship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One who possesses all these material qualities is expected to become a devotee, and when he actually does, the qualities are properly utilized. Those who are puffed up by a high birth, wealth, education, and personal beauty, Jan, Mais, Varya, Shruta, Sri, unfortunately do not care for developing Krishna consciousness, nor does the Supreme Personality of Godhead care about all these material qualifications. The Supreme Lord is achieved by devotion, bhakti amam abhijanati. One's devotion and sincere desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead are the only qualifications. Rupa Goswami has also said that the price for achieving God's favor is simply one's sincere eagerness to have it. Laulya mekam mulyam. In the Chaitanya Bhagavat it is said, Kolavecha sevakera deka bhagya shima Brahma Shiva Kandejara Dekiya Mahima Dane Jane Panditye Krishna Nahipai Kevala Bhakti Ravas Chaitanya Gosai. Behold the great fortune of the devotee Kolavecha. Lord Brahma and Shiva shed tears upon seeing his greatness. One cannot attain Lord Krishna by an amount of wealth, followers, or learning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is controlled only by pure devotion. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a very sincere devotee whose name was Kolavecha, Sridhar, and whose only business was to sell pots made of the skin of banana trees. Whatever income he had, he used 50% for the worship of Mother Ganges, and with the other 50% he provided for his necessities. On the whole, he was so very poor that he lived in a cottage that had a broken roof with many holes in it. He could not afford brass utensils, and therefore he drank water from an iron pot. Nevertheless, he was a great devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is a typical example of how a poor man with no material possessions can become a most exalted devotee of the Lord. The conclusion is that one cannot attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Gosai through material opulence. That shelter is attainable only by pure devotional service. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadhyana avritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktir uttama. One should render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Lord Krishna favorably and without desire for material profit or gain through fruitive activities or philosophical speculation. This is called pure devotional service. We can read the translation again. One cannot establish a friendship with the Supreme Lord Ramachandra on the basis of material qualities such as one's birth in an aristocratic family, one's personal beauty, one's eloquence, one's sharp intelligence, or one's superior race or nation. None of these qualifications is actually a prerequisite for friendship with Lord Sri Ramachandra. Otherwise, how is it possible that although we, uncivilized inhabitants of this forest, have not taken noble births, although we have no physical beauty and although we cannot speak like gentlemen, Lord Ramachandra has nevertheless accepted us as friends? Mangyanati mirandasyam gyananjana salakaya chaksurum militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovistam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupa kadamahyam dadati swapadantikam vandeham shri guru siyuta padakamalam shri gurum vaisnavamscha shri rupam sagrayatam sahararanatam vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is a very beautiful verse and very appropriate for us in this Kali Yuga where there are no good qualities, but we are so fortunate and lucky because Lord Chaitanya has brought the qualities for us to share with him. And this is the chanting of the holy names and this wonderful process of devotional service that is being given to us through Srila Prabhupada's beloved servants. And I don't know, I heard Radhadesh is such a... Belgium is such a cold place, but it doesn't seem that Radhadesh is within Belgium because the kirtan was fired up. We were all about to sweat. Such enthusiasm, no? And I remember devotees from... I didn't know where they were coming from, but I was recently in Mayapur, and all of a sudden there was this most amazing group of kirtaniyas, Harinam devotees chanting all along the streets of Mayapur. It was so wonderful. I was walking from here to there to do things, but I would feel us jumping and dancing behind them. They were so fired up, chanting and chanting, so ecstatic, no? There is no cold, no heat, nothing for devotees. No? It's the most wonderful process. I remember, well, we remember that Prabhupada was like challenged. What about if this Krishna would not exist? But it doesn't matter whether it would be true or not, but this process by itself is so wonderful. Srila Prabhupada said, I would keep on doing what I am doing. He was not... he didn't feel attacked at all by this silly statement. No. Actually, this material society is like that, so empty, no meaning at all of life. No. And here it is being said, no, what is the value of having taken birth, of taking birth in a noble family, or having beauty, or that these inhabitants of the forest were saying, we don't have any of this. We have not taken birth in a special family. We have no beauty, and we have not polished words. No, but still, Lord Ramachandra has so kindly accepted us as his friends. No, and this is what is happening to us. We are being accepted as Krishna's friends, because whoever is dear to his devotee, that is very dear to Krishna. That person is very dear to Krishna. And all devotees are very dear to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada, we are sure that he is very intimate associate of Lord Krishna, so we are sharing his treasures, no? So what are these? But now we are seeing that this society, this Western society, is breaking down. No? We were said a few days ago that, I don't know the word of this island, Cyprus Island. The government is taking 60% from the accounts in the banks. They found this is a solution. The country is falling apart, we cannot pay, so the citizens are going to pay. They are going to give 60% of their income. No. So what is this wealth? What is wealth? What is wealth? What does it mean to be wealthy in terms of materialism? This is nothing. Now is valuable, tomorrow is not. Now we have something, tomorrow is gone. What is the value of material friendship? Now someone loves us and tomorrow he may kick us out. Out of here, go out. Go away, I don't want to see your face anymore. No? Because it's all based in material achievements and material values are temporary. Today I like you, tomorrow I don't. No? And what is the value of beauty? Beauty now, in the youth one may be very beautiful, but when old age comes, one is no longer so beautiful. No? And like that, no? With everything, now I am a citizen of a very prestigious country, but what I'm gonna be next birth? For society, they will be lucky if they keep on human birth, you know. So everything is uncertain. And Srila Prabhupada is always the best example to follow. He was about wealth, you know, because before he came to the West, he was living very simple in Vrindavan. It could seem to people that he didn't have anything, but he was most fortunate and he had the greatest treasures of the most wonderful association in the Radha Damodar temple, having his quarters there by the samadhi of Srila Rupa Goswami. Jagannath Subhadra Balade. And then when he traveled to the West, he didn't have anything to the eyes of mundane people, but he had this trunk of full of books, no, Srimad Bhagavatam, and he was feeling confident and wealthy, no, because he had the most valuable asset. And later on the movement was spread all over. And when he was more rich, when he was in Vrindavan, when he reached United States with his trunk of books, or when he had thousands of disciples and so many temples, he was always in the same transcendental position, whether distress or happiness, wealth or poverty, you know. And recently, I had an opportunity to, but for me, was touching because I helped my mother to leave her body, you know. And we had shared many, many talks about Krishna consciousness, and she would like to speak about the philosophy and to think about it, and she would have some obstructions to catch it up all. As everyone has their particular obstructions, no, but she would have some. But she would like so much, no, hearing about this wonderful philosophy, no, and the beauty of the goal of it all, no. Because what is the value to endeavor for nothing? No? Whether if it is material prosperity, it is temporary, and if it is just a philosophy that gives no clear clue of what is the goal of it. I don't know, sometimes it's hard to keep on with the spirit up, no? And we went to a school when we were children, my mom, and I went to the same school, no? It's called Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary. And there was some nice touch of devotion there, no? The girls were praying, and my mom was praying until she was old, no? And she was praying, "Sweetheart of Mary, be..." I had to read it. I lost it because of the language. "Sweetheart of Mary, be my salvation. Sweetheart of Jesus, be my love." And she would keep on. "Sweetheart of Mary, be my salvation. Sweetheart of Jesus, be my love." And like that. with a rosary they have, no, half of the japa, 54 beads. And she would pray like that. And sometime another round, mercy, 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 mercy. So it has some touch, but what is the goal of all it, no? There is no such a clue, such a clear clue of it, no? And when we would read Krishna book together, she would like so much this, I see these beautiful paintings here, no? Of Krishna playing in the shore of the Yamuna with his friends and jumping and running through the forest and his exchanges with Mother Yasoda, and it is so beautiful, no? Everything, every part of it, so beautiful. And she would love also chanting with the devotees. I remember we would go to her house and we had to go over the hill and she would dance around it. And such a simple process, but the mind is there. It was, I would look at her, I was thinking, she could take it, no? Actually, when I joined, I thought they were gonna join, but no. What, it did not happen, no? But when she would be in the association of devotees, she would chant and dance and have her character also. But, and when I was in Mayapur, and when I came back to Spain and met her in the hospital, she was still fighting and trying to say what should be done, this here to the nurse, this there, this, what, now is the time of the pill, and like that. I said, ma'am, 101 and still with this spirit, Hare Krishna. And then a friend of mine had told me, you can read her the eighth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Achieving the Supreme. So I did. I took the Bhagavad Gita and I started reading it for her with words she would understand. And I remember before that, she would always have a difficulty with accepting the spiritual master, no? That was difficult, no? And to take the process, no? She would like it, but would not really come to. When she would be with devotees, she would chant and dance and argue also. And but at that moment, she had so little, no? What is the use of wealth or fame or whatever, no? When you are about to die, no use. We have to drive our own plane, no? There is no other way. And I don't know if it was my flipping out or what, but I felt that she was listening better than ever, no? And it was touching her heart somehow, to some degree, no? I guess it must have been that whomever was coming there was trying to bring her out of that situation and bring her again into sense enjoyment and making more plans and like that. And she was tired. Yeah, she was tired. And this is a kinchana, no? This is not a kinchana, but we have to reach to the point of being tired. And death is a good chance to practice that. What is the use of everything? Nothing is helping me to come out of this situation, no? So when we went back to her house, because when I reached, she was in the hospital, I was willing her to chant Hare Krishna. Please, when is she going to chant? No? She was weeping, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. She was in pain and suffering. No way, no, her beautiful prayers were no longer there, no. And I said, Mom, this, oh my God, is so nice. I was thinking, well, at least she's crying but saying, oh my God, no, it's so nice. But if you would call his names, that would be much better, no? As when someone approaches, I was talking about this yesterday with a friend, if someone approaches you in the street saying, lady, 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 please, lady, help, lady. Sure, you would help her. But if someone tells you, Catalina, Catalina, and shouts your name, no? What are you going to feel, no? Actually, Kata means topics about Krishna, and Lina means someone who relishes. I look at it, I don't know why. So I was trying to remember that when telling her name. And the only thing missing is bhakti, because everything is there. Bhakti is beyond our reach. like Mother Yasoda trying to bind Krishna. He would run and run, and she would be an elder lady with much strength and longer legs, but she could not catch him. And her hair was falling, and the flowers were falling, and her sari was falling, and she was desperate. There was no possibility for her to catch him until he saw her in such a despair condition that he allowed her to catch him. No? And also with trying to bite in him, no, she could not. So I was willing my mouth to chant Hare Krishna, and there was no way. And then I was thinking, because I had been reading the Bhagavad Gita, trying to bring words that would catch her heart, knowing her a little bit. So I thought, oh, so same with this Maha Mantra. And I told her, Mom, Hare Krishna means I am yours. And Hare Rama means I'm willing to please you. That touched her. I don't know why. That touched her. And we started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she was in pain, and she was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And she was repeating, and we were chanting like that. No, it was such a nice exchange that moment. No, I was praying, Krishna, please remember this. That would be so good to be this, the end of it, of this chapter. But then the family was coming, I like that. And then, oh my God. When I was in Mayapur, I was praying for her. First time in my life. Ganga was telling me, my friend Ganga Devi was telling me, you have to pray for her. She's such a nice devotee. She's always praying for everyone. Sure, she's praying for you. She's in such a praying spirit. And I'm okay, yes, I have to pray. She's misusing her life. No one is helping her. Actually, life is such a hellish condition without Krishna consciousness. No, everyone pulling her to enjoy, you know. Everything is fine. Doesn't matter if you are 101. You can keep on trying to enjoy, you know. That was their message, the message she was receiving all around. And I start praying for her. Actually, the best would be that to go. Because when we are together, she is arguing. She's chanting and arguing, but it's not going to take it. And what where I was. And the family was coming, and she would say, I want to die, kill me, please kill me. You know, a life of some insignificant spiritual understanding, something, she would understand there is something beyond life, no, and death. But, I mean, so poor, what is wealth? What is good birth? Not insisting, not just willing to be killed. She was desperate, she was willing to be killed. No knowledge. Oh my God, what is the goal of that, no? Anyway, fortunately we kept on together, and the family was leaving, and other my sons and came, and the atmosphere was renewed, and after that she left. After having been together and remembering a little bit of what is the purpose of life, she started going off, her breathing went off and left, no? But we have to reach, and I was saying, there is no way, no? We have to just give up this nature of controlling, no? I was born in an island in Mallorca, in the middle of the Mediterranean, and people from an island, this is all, that's it. Beyond the shores of the island, there is ocean. Plop. Plop. So we call it the Serrocata. Serrocata means our little rock, our rock. Mallorca is our rock. That's heaven. That's all. And it is so hard to lose that attachment. I remember when I was a child, I never thought I would ever leave that little rock. So beautiful. But it's so useless. And we have to give it up. Our attachments are not more than this attachment for our rock.
I'm feeling curious. I heard about one book, Rocks in My Pocket. I haven't read it, but I'm willing to read it. Because our material attachments are like that, no? When we are children, we have our canicas, some little balls, and we hit another ball, no? And then we lose them, and then we cry, and then we get married, and then we have children, and then the children go, and we are in a beautiful temple, then our friends are gone, or we have to go. So everything is temporary. And what do you think? How can we come out of this? What does it mean to give everything up? What does it mean? What does it mean to give everything up? It means to give everything to Krishna. That's a good explanation. Everything to Krishna. Any more ideas? This is the sum. Yes? To give up the sense of false ego, that everything is mine, both come together. Nothing is mine, everything belongs to Krishna, to give it back to him. I don't know if you have anything else, any more ideas, any more comments. But that's the truth, we come without, with nothing, and we live with nothing. Actually, it's, yes, Prabhu.
Well, yeah, I had a friend who kind of said the same thing, that, you know, there is no friendship, and it's this famous thing in the Bhagavatam.
There is a friend I have that says there is no friendship.
Well, something like that. Because
yeah. I'm trying to repeat because I'm going to forget what you say. My memory is so bad.
No, it's okay. It's like the leaves in the Bhagavatam. Do you know that example?
One example.
The family life is like the leaves in the ocean, and sometimes we connect and sometimes we
don't. Oh, yes.
But I told him that, yes, it is true, like you're saying about this rock and things like that. But in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says, if you change Hare Krishna, and I chant Hare Krishna, then we are eternally connected, and we will all meet up with Krishna.
Yes.
So with Krishna consciousness, it's a little bit different. So I just wanted to say that, because sometimes it sounds a little hopeless, but like with the devotees she was chanting, so at some day, then we will meet up with her again.
That's very beautiful. You're saying that what is about this life, everything goes away, and what is the meaning of family and friendship, like the waves in the ocean sometimes meet, sometimes they go, but in Krishna consciousness, that's our real family, and this is, spiritual values are permanent, no? And he was saying that Srila Prabhupada said, what is the problem? You are chanting Hare Krishna, and chanting Hare Krishna, so if we all chant Hare Krishna, we are eternally together, no? And that's such a beautiful point. We need to understand that everything is temporary in this world, and the solution is to reach above this covering, material covering, and develop our eternal relationship with Krishna, because otherwise everything is meaningless and has no value. So here, the example of Kolavichasidhar is being given. Such a beautiful example, no? Even he didn't have anything. He was completely poor. And whatever would come to him, he would use to serve the Lord. I was thinking, this making plates so beautiful, no? For devotees to take prasadam. So he would make plates for devotees to take prasadam, and he would sell them, and he would still worship Mother Ganga with half of his incomes, no? And Lord Chaitanya was so happy with him that he would come to see him. So that's the real value, no? Everything belongs to Krishna, and everything has to be offered back to Krishna, our abilities, our whatever we may have, no? I don't know if you have any questions or comments.
Last year, and he gave a similar lecture about qualities. And he did mention that it's not that good qualities don't exist, they do exist, it's just that they are temporary, and when the test comes, then people might lose them. As you gave a good example, she didn't take that. And I do remember another lecture in book, another child of the book, saying that good qualities are not prerequisite for love of logic, but they are good symptoms of them. So if you have...
They are what?
A symptom of love of God.
Okay.
So if you...
Okay, that's very beautiful. So good qualities are not a symptom,
they are not prerequisites.
Nor prerequisites of love of Godhead, but one who has them, we share them. Yes.
There is no goal. And in Krishna consciousness, there is a goal. And it's funny because yesterday I was thinking, we are told in society that after life there is nothing. So we don't have to be surprised that somebody can commit suicide, you know, or takes drugs. Or, you know, say, yeah, it's anyways, one life and that's it. You know, everything is done after this, and it's a big void. You know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we don't have to be surprised that the soul is always goes wrong and to the society goes wrong because there is no hope.
There is no hope in materialism, yeah. In material society, but actually we are hopeful. There is so much hope in Krishna consciousness. Because that's why Krishna says that in as much as you surrender unto me, I reward you accordingly. And when we understand he is the source of this material, of all, everything exists, when we understand what is the source of it all, and we understand that he is really our friend and the master of all, no, the one who has to be worshipped, then everything becomes suspicious. So I don't know what is the time to, and I don't know until, the class is until what time?
Like 8:45 or something.
Okay. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.